Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. I just want to take a second to say thank you so much for all of your ratings and reviews. These are exactly what helps me get my message out there. Without these, my podcast would not be moving up the charts and would not be able to impact so many people. So thank you every single person who takes 15 seconds out of your day to go leave me a rating. And even what makes it even more helpful is if you scroll down to past where you can hit the ratings, where it says leave a review and you actually leave one. So I want to give a shout out to my review of the week from Mallory3. Her headline is inspiring, raw, and real. She says, I love this podcast. I appreciate your honesty and vulnerability. I am beginning a new journey into health and self-acceptance, and I feel very inspired by your story. I look forward to listening to each episode. Thank you for sharing, Amber. And thank you so much to Mallory3. This means the world to me that you took this time out. So what I would so appreciate if you could pause this podcast right now and just go into your iTunes app, scroll down, leave a rating, hit the stars, and then go leave a review. Thank you so, so much. This means the world to me and helps me get my message out there. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Good morning, everybody. So I was thinking today about one of the biggest things that helped me get in this amazing body that I love. And it was really about self-love. And I used to cringe, like literally cringe when I would hear people talk about self-love because it was so far away from how I felt about myself and how I felt living in my skin. And so I thought, if I used to feel that way, I'm sure some of you do too. And I wanted to take you through my top three steps to finding self-love in me, which started out with like self, I kind of don't like myself, from self-hate to I'm okay to I kind of like myself to I remember the first time I looked in the mirror and I thought I hated the notion of mirror exercises and like complimenting yourself in the mirror. And I remember this one day being challenged to do it by someone. I did look in the mirror and I gave myself some compliments and it felt really icky. And then I locked eyes with myself, and this is going to totally freak some of you out and others are going to love it. And I remember having the thought that I thought to myself, I love this person. And it made me feel really gross inside, to be honest. It didn't feel good. It felt really, really uncomfortable. And I grew eventually in changing the relationship with myself to really being somebody that I love. But that took work. And so I want to talk to you about how to do that, because I believe this self-love is the platform for how I live in the physical body I have today. It really is. I mean, I did a lot of other things, but I can't do those other things when I am not taking care of me. And each action I take to take care of me is a loving action that allows me to validate that love I have for myself. So let's dive in to those top three steps to self-love. So the first one was something I really struggled with, but it's acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean I condone or I'm happy with or I'm okay with what has happened until now. It just means it is what it is. And I love the Serenity Prayer for this. So I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in the spirit or the universe. And, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Because I love that kind of notion of choice in that Serenity Prayer, that the courage to change the things I can. And I'm going to talk to that about that. That's part of the step three, is knowing that I can change things. And then also recognizing there is things I cannot change. And finding a peace with that and the wisdom to know what I can work on and what I can let go of. Because one of the things I had to realize in acceptance was every single choice, every single thing that happened to me in my life led me to be in the exact body that I was in at that moment. Whether I had control over it or I didn't, guys, in most cases, we do not have control over what happens to us in our life. I did not have control over the family addiction problems I went through. I did not have control over the difficulties in my marriage. I did not have control over the circumstances that led to my divorce. I did not have control over these things, but what I was able to do was find peace so I could have and take radical responsibility for my reaction to those things. But I had to accept that every single thing that happened until that point got me to exactly where I was, living in exactly the body that I was in. And I also had to come to peace with, I cannot control what has happened in the past. All I can do is be present in this moment and look to the future, because berating myself, beating myself up, continually looking in the past doesn't help me. It only makes me feel worse. And I was tired of feeling sad. I was tired of feeling hopeless. I was tired of feeling trapped. I didn't like the anxiety, the tightness in my chest, that quivering in my body. I didn't like how I felt. And I was ready to just accept who I was so that I could move forward. Because I have been, you know, hated myself to being really skinny and miserable. I've hated myself to being over 200 pounds. And guys, it just didn't work. So I was ready to do something different. And that came from accepting everything that has happened until this point, recognizing the present moment is all I can control, and taking appropriate actions. So I really loved finding acceptance statements to write and pay attention to. So one was a serenity prayer. Another one was, like I said already, like, every moment, everything that has happened till now got me to the exact result I have. And so I would say these things to myself to help me get to the place I needed to be in to get the change I wanted to achieve. The second thing that really helped me on the journey to self-love was giving myself credit, like praising myself for the things I did right. And you might have heard me say this in other things, but finally talking to myself like I was somebody I loved. I was so used to being critical and hard on myself, which made me just feel sad and low and like heavy and not wanting to do anything and just lay in bed. I was so used to condemning myself for everything I did wrong and beating myself up and replaying scenarios where I failed in my head and just being so hard on myself. What I wasn't used to was praising myself for the things I did right, no matter how small. And I used to have thoughts like, it doesn't matter if I've done something right, if I'm still doing all of these things wrong, or why would you give yourself credit if you haven't achieved your goal? It's just going to not motivate you. That criticism is motivating. Well, maybe it is, but what else is motivating is seeing what I've done right and striving for more. So every day, you know, I kind of ate on track, or every day I hit the gym, or every day I wasn't hard on myself, I would make a note of it and tell myself what I did right and keep it in a log. And then I would have this huge collection of data, basically, about things about me that were good. And that giving myself credit allowed me to see not just what I was doing wrong, but allowed me to see what I was finally doing right. And the truth is, guys, for most of my life to get to where I am today, I was doing things right, but I was blinded by the criticism and the critic in my head. So one of the biggest things that happened in self-love was giving myself credit. And if I think of the humans in my life that I just adore, that I love the most, they build me up. They believe in me. They pour belief into me when I don't even believe in myself. And so I had to become my own biggest cheerleader and pour back into me. The third thing that helped me with self-love is commitment to change in that positive relationship with myself. So tying back into acceptance is that notion of it's present and the only thing I can do right now is take the next action in the present. I can't change the past. And so commitment to change was something that really helped me love myself and taking loving actions that are good for me. So guys, I don't believe that you have to be thin or have a body like I have to love yourself. I think for me, a loving action was going to the gym. For me, a loving action was eating foods that fuel my body. And the more I took those loving actions, the more my body transformed. And I believe that my outer body is a reflection of my inner body feeling amazing and incredible. And this is how I take care of myself. And each time I take these actions, I praise myself, like, good job, Amber, for going to the gym. In fact, I didn't want to go to the gym today. And I had to make like a bargain for myself, because I used to have that mindset that if I go to the gym, it has to be an hour. And then I talked to myself and I said, no, Amber, you know that you don't have to go to the gym for an hour. That's a myth. How you've gotten to where you're at is being super consistent, anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes per day. Can you go for 15 minutes, the bare minimum? And I said, said, yes, I don't have half an hour in me today, but I have the bare minimum of 15 minutes. So that commitment to change, that consistency, even if it's only 15 minutes, and then praising myself for getting the 15 minutes in. So that commitment to me, finally prioritizing the good in me and changing that positive relationship with myself. Because now I can feel proud. I can feel joy. I can feel happy that that thing that I set out and said I was going to do, I actually did it. And when I take those loving actions that are good for me, guess what happens? I like me more. And guys, the body I have today is a result of a bajillion little tiny actions that I take that are ultimately good for me. So the love I have on the inside gets to radiate to my outsides. And what that is going to be, what that's going to manifest into for each of us is going to be so different. And that's okay. But to self-love is getting present with what you're good with, what you're not good with, and taking the next right action that would be a good action for you, giving yourself credit for it so you can positively work on that relationship with yourself. So those are my top three steps to building a self-love relationship with yourself. So to recap, that's acceptance, giving yourself credit, and commitment to change and that positive relationship with yourself. So I really hope this was helpful, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.